It didn't take long for several mid-Michigan same-sex couples to get to the courthouse following today's Supreme Court ruling that overturned bans on same-sex marriage. I visited the county courthouse in Mason during the noon hour and spoke with County Clerk Barb Byram, an ardent same-sex marriage supporter.
The last couple hours have been crazy fast. We got the news, watching the SCOTUS blog, and all of a sudden, time just froze. And love took over, and it's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing.
Were you preparing for this ruling?
A lot of people were.
Were you?
Absolutely. I was preparing for this ruling. I had an email listserv ready to fire off to those individuals that might be interested in getting married today. And I have amazing staff. My staff is amazing. They were ready on March 22nd, 2014, and they were ready again today. How wonderful it is to be able to issue marriage licenses to all loving couples now.
How many people have you married so far here in the noon hour? Do you know?
So far, I myself have performed one marriage ceremony. I know of two other marriage ceremonies that have occurred through licenses issued from my office.
How many ceremonies do you expect to perform before the day is through? Any idea?
I have no idea. You know, I performed three marriage ceremonies yesterday, so I have no idea how many marriage ceremonies I'll be performing today, but I am ready.
Could be a late night?
It could be a late night, and even if it's not, I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to sleep.
Could your office handle a deluge of people wanting to get married?
Absolutely. I have amazing staff, and they can handle pretty much everything.
How many other clerks are you aware of who are opening their doors to the extent you are?
Well, I assume all clerks are open today, and it is now legal to serve all people, all loving couples, marriage licenses, so I would expect they are all following the law.
I'm curious now, do people come from outside Ingham County to be married here? How often does that happen?
I know that it's going to happen next week. People choose the wonderful historical courthouse for their marriage ceremony. Some people choose me to perform their marriage ceremony. It's an honor to do. So if you have to apply for a marriage license in the county in which you or your partner reside, and that marriage license is good anywhere in the state of Michigan.
Talk to us about the forms you're using here. I'm led to believe that the forms have not kept pace necessarily with what's happened here. What's your workaround there?
Yeah, so we modified the forms to be respectful to all people. So we used whiteout to get rid of bridegroom and male-female designations. The state has issued new forms. They are being uploaded in our system right now.
We're talking with Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram here on the steps of the Ingham County Courthouse, where we've just seen a couple married, and it's not the first couple to be same-sex couple to be married here today. Given your own support for same-sex marriage, it's interesting you became county clerk when you did, that a supporter holds this position the moment that it becomes the law of the land. Have you thought about that?
I have, and I am so thankful to be in the right place at the right time. It is an honor to join loving couples together in marriage.
How does this compare to early last year and the ceremonies you performed in March of 2014 while it was temporarily legal?
Love is love, and I am so thankful that the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed love to conquer, and having marriage ceremonies today and having the marriage ceremonies on March 22nd, 2014, it is just that, marriage ceremonies, which is the bonding of love, and it's an amazing, wonderful, historic decision today.
Some number of our listeners, some number of Ingham County residents are displeased with this ruling. What do you say to those people?
Love has conquered, and I took an oath of office to uphold the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution of this state, and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Ingham County Clerk, and that is what I am doing. I am following the law, and how wonderful it is today to be able to issue marriage licenses to all loving couples.
Barb, how do you respond to people who say yes to civil unions, but no to formal traditional marriage?
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that love has conquered and all people should be allowed the opportunity to marry the person they love.
What is the landscape ahead like? Do you anticipate a day when this will simply no longer be anywhere near as newsworthy as it is today?
I anticipate a day when my kids are older and they won't even understand what the conflict was. And that gives me hope. And we have further to go. Today is marriage equality. But in Michigan, people can still be fired from their job just for being gay. So we have further to go. But today we are going to celebrate.
Time for Elliot Larson to be amended.
You believe it.
Talk to us briefly about the laws regarding marriage here. What kinds of rulings and regulations are you dealing with?
Sure. So couples may only apply in the county in which one of them reside. So if one is a resident of Ingham County, the other is a resident of Eaton County, they can apply in either of those counties. They cannot apply in a different county. Also, when you apply for a marriage license in the state of Michigan, that license is valid for 33 days from the date of application. There's also a three-day waiting period from when you apply to for the license until you may obtain that marriage license. That waiting period can be waived at the discretion of the county clerk. It's usually my policy to waive that waiting period.
Barb Byram is Ingham County Clerk. We're standing out here on the steps of the Ingham County Courthouse. Thanks, Barb.
Thank you so much. Thank you.